And the Upanishad in the set Purnam Adapunam Idam. Purnam Udachate. In the creation of Krishna there cannot be any scarcity. Everything is sufficiently there. Purnam, it is complete, perfectly made. This planet, that planet. Everywhere the living entities are there and Krishna has made a provision for every one of them. So that completeness in nature we're going to see now. Here another quote from Prabhupada. You see from the birds, animals, nobody dies of starvation. Ekabahunam nyobidadati kama. Krishna is there, he is supplying food for everyone. There's no question of starvation. God's creation is perfect. Otherwise there is no problem. You see how jolly they are walking. So by nature study, we can learn. So we're going to have a little bit of nature study this morning. We're going to have a couple of movies in a minute. If we don't go to the Vedic knowledge, so even Prabhupada said, if we don't go to the Vedic knowledge, you don't need to go to the Vedas to see that where is the problem for the lower animals. In other words, if you study material nature, you can understand the completeness of God. This statement, Purna, that everything is complete. This is a very important principle in science. It's very important. We'll go on to that in a minute. There is no problem. They are confident the problems for the lower animals are there when they are in the city. But if they live in the natural life, there's no problem. Yeah, the lower animals and the human beings, if you're living in the city, you make a problem. But if you're in tune with nature, there's no problem. And now we'll go on. I think that was the last quote that I picked out from there. See, there's a lot of stuff. Now we'll go on to a couple of points. This is on that point about material nature, or living naturally. This is a discussion Prabhupada had with Bali Madan Das. He just bought a farm in Australia, New Govardhan Farm. He was giving him a report. Prabhupada was asking, yes, so he can get fruits to eat, good appetite, yes, yes. And Bali Madan says, when we were flying over Australia, when you first came there, that was in 71, you pointed downwards and you said, you get some land here and maintain cows and everything. And Prabhupada's saying, yes, oh, you remember it. And Bali Madan says, yes, I was thinking, so I must fulfill this instruction. And then Prabhupada quotes Purnam Idam. Everything is complete by the arrangement of Krishna. Simply, we mismanage, that's all. I do not know why people are engaged with politics, fighting, and so on, so on. By Krishna's grace, everything is complete. You eat sufficiently, you be strong, and keep your health good and chant Hare Krishna. This is the arrangement. These rascals, they have created civilization, simply animosity, fighting, and politics. This is Kali Yuga. Now that fighting is there for a particular reason. Again, Prabhupada goes on, and he attributes that business of politics and fighting where? At their university education. Maya Aparita. Useless knowledge, useless. Aparita jnana. Unless they have, actually they have no knowledge. Why? The only fault is that there is no God. Asuram bhavam ashrita. So, this is the basic fault. Everyone is trying, oh, there is no God. Science. Yeah, this is the alternative. This is the basic principle. So the whole human society is suffering on account of these fools and rascals. So in a godless civilization, what do you expect? You can only have disturbance and fighting. This is the problem. So they presented a view of the universe that the universe is incomplete. It's incomplete. And therefore it's begun in a kind of crude form and now it's evolving and improving as it evolves. And as it improves more and more, we get more and more completeness. So evolution is the principle. But this is directly the opposite of the statement of the Sri Upanishad, which invocation, right from the very beginning, on Purnam, everything is Purnam, it is already complete. You don't require to add or subtract anything, just accept the arrangement that God has given, and you'll be happy.